quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome on Thursday, May 7th, 2026, to Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler running the show with you today. I will be joined in the second segment and for the rest of the show by my colleague Lance Storm. We have a lot to talk about, as always, and we are here Monday through Friday, 7 days a week, Sundays, Saturdays as well. Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern with Andrew Zarian. Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. During the week, it's usually Brian Alvarez, Lance Storm, and myself. You are getting the A-team today with Lance and I as we will talk a full report, I guess, on AEW Dynamite and Collision that took place last night from Charleston, South Carolina, a three-hour block of AEW on a Wednesday ahead of a live one-hour special on Saturday from West Palm Beach, the Fairway to Hell show, which is actually taking place on a indoor golf course. It looks pretty cool, so I'll be sure to tune in and catch that. But we will also talk about one of our favorite eras of wrestling, and that was early WCW. Of course, yesterday was the passing of Ted Turner. The AEW Dynamite and Collision show was done in his memory, and actually opened with Tony Schiavone and Sting talking about their memories of Big Ted Turner. And myself and Lance Storm will talk a little bit about some of the wrestling that went on when Ted Turner was the owner of WCW. There are some other news and notes on Rajah Jackson, Dark Side of the Ring, some new dates coming up across multitude of companies, and we'll get into all of that in the second segment and more after the break.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, back on the air with you. Filthy Tom Waller and Lance Storm are the hosts. False Advertising City, no Brian Alvarez. Mike Sempervivi is departed. He's no longer with us.
Just no longer with the show, though, to be clear.
Well, yeah, he's actually still on the Mike and Adam Big Audio Nightmare, which just had a big anniversary. A couple months ago, actually. But we are here today. And as promised, Lance, I think we should talk about good old WCW. Of course, yesterday was the passing of Ted Turner. The AEW Dynamite show was dedicated to Ted Turner. It opened up with a graphic with his the date of his birth and passing, a picture of him. And really, there were mentions of him throughout the entire show as they really put over the fact that AEW is a product of Turner, the Turner Broadcasting Company. So I myself used to be a huge fan, huge of WCW. It was not the first wrestling that I watched when I was a child. I believe the first wrestling I watched was whatever was on ESPN, and there were like 10 different companies that were on ESPN throughout different times. There was Global that was on there, USWA. So that was, I believe, my first foray into wrestling. But when I was a kid, I played baseball, and I think most of the WWF programming was on Saturday mornings or Sunday mornings, and I almost never watched it. However, well, at least my early years. However, 6:05 Turner time, much like the time that this very show operates on. Turner time, I would rush home from my grandparents' home. My grandparents live next door to me, so it's not like I'm running like 3 miles to watch WCW when I'm 10 years old. But I would rush home from their house. I would run home from dinner next door at my grandparents' house every Saturday in order to catch WCW Saturday Night at 6:05. It was destination viewing for me, and it was, honestly, it was like, when I think back, it was probably the biggest moment of my week every single week.
Yeah, I too became a big wrestling fan, largely under the WCW banner. I've mentioned it before, like the Road Warriors are what caught my attention first. I saw them in the AWA, but just as they hooked me, they went to the NWA, which I didn't get in Canada. So they were like forbidden fruit that I'd, you know, go to the newsstands, look at the magazines to see what the Road Warriors are doing. And when my mom started redating after she divorced my dad, the man she started dating owned a furniture and television store, and he had a satellite dish and could get the Superstation TBS, and was my gateway to the Superstation and Saturday night at 6:05, as well as a main event on Sundays. And it's like, that's what hooked me. And that's from, again, late 80s till when I became a wrestler. It's like, I was always a bigger fan of WCW than WWE, WWF at the time. And unlike all the guys you hear tell their stories, I've always dreamt of being a WWE superstar. It's like, when I got into wrestling, I wanted to be a WCW guy.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, to me, and they were parallels. You know what I mean? Like, they existed in the same universe, but it wasn't like I thought WWF was better, because in a lot of ways, it wasn't. It may have been more prestigious of a name, but artistically, it was really bad for a few years.
Because you're younger than me. You got in the early 90s when it was really bad.
Yeah, I mean, I was watching, like, Hulk Hogan, obviously, and I would catch some of it. But like I said, I wasn't watching it on a weekly basis. Whatever show they had until Raw really became a staple was just, you know, it was too haphazard for me to watch. It would get preempted by virtually anything else for a few years. So up until Monday Night Raw was on as a staple, it really was WCW that was bigger in my life. And when Nitro became a thing, and that's in no small part, obviously, to Ted Turner putting his backing behind professional wrestling throughout his years of running the Superstation. Think about it. Like, I was trying to think the other today, we also had, and I don't know if you got it, but we had the WGN Chicago Superstation. I don't remember wrestling being a fixture on there. You know what? And Turner, I mean, I don't know what happened at WGN. I don't know if it lasted, but obviously the Turner stations have, and wrestling has been a staple on them since, I believe, like, the very beginning, like the first show maybe on Turner was a wrestling show. So, yeah, I mean, it blows my mind too that Ted Turner is not in, I believe he is not in the Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame.
Nope.
And when you think about the long lasting impact, even if he wasn't the one pulling the strings on the day-to-day basis, he was the one pulling the strings at the very, very top. And without him, really, and they mentioned this on AEW Dynamite many, many times, like, that show wouldn't exist without Ted Turner backing wrestling in the first place.
Yeah. See,
however long ago it was, 1970s.
When he stepped up in 88 and purchased it, you know, it's like, that was what cemented it and kept it around to get us where we are today. And I thought it was really appropriate that AEW gave him such a tribute, because they've touted from day one their connection. And while they don't have a direct lineage, they've got that TBS and TNT connection. And I think that matters to a lot of fans. And as someone that, again, grew up on, you know, 6:05 Saturday night and the Clash of Champions that they did that would air on TBS, it's like, it's just such a part. And again, I, being older than you, was a big fan of the Saturday Night Main Event era of WWE. But as it should not surprise anyone, if you've ever seen me wrestle, it's like, I fit more into the 88-89 NWA WCW approach of wrestling. It was a more serious presented wrestling product, and WWE was the flashier show. And it's like, not that either is wrong or one is better than the other, it's just, it's two different approaches. And clearly, both as a performer and a fan, I fit more into that Ted Turner, WCW, Superstation style wrestling.
Yeah, and I think like a lot of it, obviously myself too, coming from being a wrestling fan, but being an athlete and coming from a sports background, there was something that was very appealing to the fact that I could watch WCW Saturday night. And then also I became, because of that, a fan of the Atlanta Braves. Like I would travel to games that they were in, like the closest games that they could get to Boston, which I think were Montreal. My aunt and uncle would take me up there to see the Atlanta Braves because I was an Atlanta Braves fan, because I was a wrestling fan. You know what I mean? So, and really, I guess we do owe all of that, or a large portion of it, to Ted Turner.
And WCW beat WWE to the punch when they had their Ruse sponsorship. So they had the Ruse advertisements hanging on the ring posts. If you were of that generation where the WCW superstars wore their Ruse running shoes and they had ads hanging from the ring posts and stuff.
That's a brand that needs to come back.
You know, I have like Zubaz, man. That was the life.
I have a pair of PF Flyer shoes right now, which I'm very happy about. They used to be like Goodyear tire made from the same materials back in the day. And I'm glad those lasted. But we need to see, maybe we can get you a Ruse sponsorship now for the show. That'd be good. I'll work on it during the break. But after that, Lance and I will be back. Maybe we'll have more to talk about with Ted Turner, maybe some more memories. But we'll get into some news and a report of AEW Dynamite after the break.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Celebrate responsibly.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, back on the air. Filthy Tom Lawler, Lance Storm. Lance, before we move on, are there any other thoughts or memories you have of WCW or Ted Turner that you'd like to share? I mean, while we were on the break, I was contemplating to you out loud if Ted Turner maybe was the one that green-lighted Arachnoman himself. Maybe Ted Turner was the man behind the York Foundation, which is one of my favorite gimmicks.
When Terry had that really new at the time but ungodly old Radio Shack computer with the LCD screen that showed like four lines, and that was her computer that she managed to... The computerized man of the 1990s, Terry Taylor.
Yes.
I actually almost went to the power plant when I broke in. My stepdad, the guy with the satellite dish that hooked me up with all my wrestling pay-per-views and Clash of Champions, he started phoning around to see best options for me to get into wrestling, and he talked to the Hart camp that I ended up going to, called WWE and called WCW and got through to the power plant and found out about them. And he actually got through to WWF President Jack Tunney's office and spoke to Jack Tunney himself.
What?
And Jack Tunney lied to him and said that they get all of their pros through the amateurs and basically didn't get wrestlers any other way. And when I told my stepdad that he was lied to, he called Jack Tunney back and called him on his BS. And finally, Jack Tunney told him, it's like, sir, to be honest, I'd just as soon rather not deal with you, and hung up on him. And I never got the chance, but that moment, because I was a WCW Ted Turner guy anyway, I hoped there would come a day when I had the chance to choose between WCW and WWE. And if that ever happened, I was going to tell WWE, to be perfectly honest, sir, I'd rather not bother, and I was going to sign with WCW.
What?
Yep.
What a story.
That was my intentions when my stepdad was blown off so bad by Jack Tunney.
Is it Jack Tunney? Wasn't he a fellow Canadian?
Yeah, the office was in Toronto.
That's terrible. How terrible of him. What year was that? Do you remember?
It would have been 89 because it was the year before I broke in. And I think Tunney left just after Mania 6. So Tunney only lasted another year or two, I think.
So it probably, I mean, realistically, it probably would have been you as the computerized man of the 1990s if you had just gone down there. It could have been, you could have been Alexander York, Michael Wall Street.
Hey, maybe I could have been Arachnoman, dude.
Richard Morton.
Yeah, I could have been Arachnoman, maybe.
Hey, I'll be honest. Do you think you could do a better job than the original Arachnoman?
I don't know. Although that got shut down because they got sued. Maybe I could have been Bad Street, the masked Freebird. Also Brad Armstrong.
Bad Street had one of the absolute best finishing moves, which nobody uses nowadays, and that's the 911 DDT, where he would get on the second rope. The other guy is just standing in the corner, and then he'd give him the DDT, and it looked awesome. And nobody does it now. So
everything.
Bring that one back.
Everything Brad Armstrong did looked awesome.
Yeah, I mean, the guy had a side rush and leg sweep as a finisher, and to me, it looked about as legit as any other finisher anybody was doing. So, hey, there's some memories from Ted Turner's WCW era for you, where the big boys played. And
note the adjective play.
Yeah.
That's from a Kevin Nash promo, if you recall. But play is not an adjective, it's a verb.
Where should we go to now? I was trying to find a good segue into this next story, but there's really not one. As this story dominated the wrestling news for a couple of weeks, and then it kind of fell by the wayside over the past few months, is there was really not a whole lot of movement. But now the California Post has reported that per a spokesperson for the L.A. County District Attorney's Office, Raja Jackson, who brutally assaulted Psycho Stu at a Knox pro wrestling event last year, is pleading no contest. The felony count of battery with serious bodily injury that he's facing. Sentencing will not happen until late June. However, it's expected he will serve 90 days in county jail. He'll have to pay restitution to Stu, 2 years of probation. Likely.
Did you just freeze there, Tom? Okay, do you have Tom? Okay, well then I guess I should keep talking then, shouldn't I, until Tom comes back. I don't have the details on the Raja Jackson case, but it sounds like a serious punishment and probably a fitting one. 90 days isn't going to ruin his life, but certainly going to make him rethink his actions in the future. So I think a quite reasonable plea if that ends up being the case. And then I suppose
I think I'm back, Lance.
Okay, good.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
I don't know what happened there. I don't know if all of my internet went down, but I'm back.
Great.
No longer a computer. I'm now the computerized man of 2025. So where were we? Where were you since I was gone?
I just finished my thoughts on Raja Jackson.
Yeah. I think somebody might be using too much AI out here in the Las Vegas Valley and dropping me off the internet here, using too many resources. We have some interesting news here, as happens every few years, seemingly. Dark Side of the Ring is set to return, as Variety reported that a new season of Dark Side of the Ring will begin airing on Vice TV Tuesday, July 7th at 9 p.m. Eastern. Two episodes will air that night. The first three episodes of the season will explore the foundational years of TNA and Jarrett's personal story of redemption. Well, like, is this a Dark Side of the Ring episode? I mean, TNA is still around. It's
It does mention Jarrett's redemption, and I think Jarrett had some issues and troubles in his life along the way, so maybe it's more the Jeff Jarrett story starting at TNA and his redemption through to... He's still in AEW now, is he not?
Yeah, I believe he's still in AEW, although he hasn't been on TV ever since Brian Alvarez got him taken off and taken out of that angle where he was going to go after the title, if you remember.
Once Brian killed his world title program.
Yeah. But yeah, I think you're right. It does sound kind of like it's a story of TNA's history, where Jarrett's journey of redemption and resilience gives us a unique lens into the highs, struggles, and lasting impact of the foundational years of the company. So
yeah, I'll be curious what all they cover.
Well, I can tell you what the other topics are for season 7. We have a 3-part episode to start off with Jeff Jarrett, followed by, and you know, if they're going to talk the early years of TNA, they may as well bring up on Dark Side of the Ring the midget who was pleasuring himself in the trash can. I mean, that certainly belongs on the dark side of wrestling. We also had the Johnsons, if you remember them.
We also had Cheeks and the brown-eyed girl.
R.I.P. Cheeks, but I've been trying to forget about Cheeks. And the Johnsons, to be fair. I think I'd rather look at Cheeks than the Johnsons. I don't know what that says about me. But the other topics, we'll have Paul Orndorff, Big Boss Man, Ray Traylor, Missy Hyatt. Wow. Congratulations, I guess, to Missy Hyatt. I don't know how to take that one. Samoa Joe versus Necro Butcher, the match. That
is going to be a great one to watch. Zach Gowen, which, you know, could be a good or bad story, depending on how you look at it. And the Renegade, listed as an exotic dancer who had a brief run as an Ultimate Warrior knockoff. So, Dark Side of the Ring coming back, debuted in 2019. And here, 7 years later, that's kind of crazy when you think about it, that this series has lasted 7 years. And there's been other, there's spinoffs too. There's like, we had Dark Side of, there was an MMA one, right?
Is that Dark Side of the Cage?
Yeah, Dark Side of the Cage. There's like Dark Side of Music as well. So, good show. I'll catch some of those episodes probably. And we have a few notes when it comes to dates. TNA changed the time, I guess, of the upcoming Slammiversary show taking place at the Aganis Arena at Boston University, where I watched a TNA pay-per-view in, I believe, 2011, where Bubba Ray Dudley beat Sting in the main event, and I was ungodly tanked sitting next to, I think, Brutus the Barber Beefcake's ex-wife. And, yeah, very little recollection. But, hey, it's at the same place taking place. And this will start now at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Well, actually, I'm sorry. That was the original start time. 3 p.m. Eastern time. So that is 12 p.m. Pacific, an early start for TNA Slammiversary. Monday Night Raw and now an additional Tuesday Night SmackDown will take place from the O2 Arena. And NXT will hold the Great American Bash in the last weekend of July at the Performance Center. And we'll be back in the next segment to cover AEW Dynamite, a show dedicated to Big Ted.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back on the air, walking down the bad street with Filthy Tom Lawler and Lance Storm. We're not going to call 911 like that bad street 911 DDT, but what we are going to call is the action that took place last night on AEW Dynamite from Charleston, South Carolina. As I've mentioned on this show, hell, you know what? I'm going to dedicate this show to Big Ted. How about that? Just like AEW Dynamite did last night. They opened the show with a memorial graphic for Ted Turner, Tony Schiavone, who worked with Turner Broadcasting since 1985, he said, was in the ring. He talked about Ted Turner's love for wrestling fans. He said, one man knew all of this better than anyone, and they brought out Sting, of course, a star, one of the biggest stars, and I guess really the biggest star that was created from that WCW era, right? I mean, he was around before, but he certainly wasn't at his peak. So maybe the longest lasting star from the Turner era there.
Sting was there when Turner bought it, and he was there for the last Nitro and never left. He might be the only one.
Yeah, and it's like, I mean, obviously you could always point at Ric Flair, but Ric Flair was a star. Yeah, and he was a star before that. You know, Sting was like, he's a Turner lifer in a lot of ways. And he put over Big Ted's commitment to the business. He put over TK for being another billionaire who's all in on wrestling. He actually said, Ted, it didn't matter if they weren't putting fans in the seats, if the ratings weren't doing good, Ted was still going to back them.
Didn't matter if you could stay in the red, you're safe. Yeah. I got your back.
And they gave Ted Turner a 10-bell salute. I cried. And throughout the show, they had tweets displayed with various thoughts of Ted Turner from people. They even had Eric Bischoff up there, a tweet displayed from him thanking Ted Turner. So really classy piece of business, I thought, from AEW, Tony Khan, Turner, whoever was in charge of this.
Yeah, it was excellent.
It was like, I watched it and I'm like, I know there's going to be good wrestling that I'm going to enjoy on the show, but nothing's going to be better than that. Like, it was so, and I was right. Juice Robinson battled Moxley in a title eliminator, which was a good match, but not as good as the opening segment. They referenced the past upset Juice had over Moxley to win the IWGP US title, which isn't a belt anymore. Juice kept trying for the left hand of God, but didn't get it. Eventually, he got it, but he couldn't get the win. Mox grabbed a sleeper, hit a pile driver, locked on the Bulldog sleeper, and eventually put Juice to sleep. And he didn't retain the title, but now he doesn't have to defend it against Juice in the future.
Mm-hmm. Highlight for this match with me was texting back and forth with you about how much Moxley looks like the Dean of Mean, Keith Jardine.
Yeah, he looks like him, and he moves like him in many ways, too, which I actually, one of the coaches at like the gym here in town that I go to, one of the jiu-jitsu gyms, 10th Planet, it's a guy named Casey Halstead, and he's had a lot of fighters in the UFC. And he loves telling a story about how he had a fighter, you know, and he recommended to the guy, like, if you want to get better, obviously find some people that you look up to, find some people whose style you like, and try to emulate it. Try to pick up some things that they do. So then the guy came in and was just striking like absolute like dog turd. And afterwards he's like, who did you watch? And the guy was like, Dean of Mean, Keith Jardine. It's like, well, no wonder you're out there flopping around like an orangutan. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So, and I mean, that's when Moxie's doing all this stuff, go watch Keith Jardine throw some strikes. You know what I mean? He's like, he's trying to do like a Conor McGregor walk, but it ain't that.
Keith Jardine had the greatest look and the greatest nickname. I was a huge fan, and apparently does well playing a heel in movies now.
Yeah, he's in like horror movies, action movies. I believe he directs as well. So, hey, maybe I could see Moxley going down that route as well. I could see him showing up in horror movies, directing some horror movies, but he directed himself to a win here. And then he directed in the back Will Ospreay in a training session. I still do not understand this. These guys were trying to kill Will Ospreay and break his neck forever, but now they're trying to mold him into the perfect weapon, and Will is cool with it. Even though they were in like a death feud with Will still in the United Empire. I just don't like, they skip too many beats in the story for me.
And he's also doing neck exercises. You would think if you could do these, you would be able to be cleared medically.
Yeah. Which is another thing that we'll get to in a little bit. We had a double Jeopardy match that was advertised between Dax Harwood and Orange Cassidy, but out came everybody. And I'm like, is this the 10-man party match, but there's 20 people in it? I had no clue what was going on because it was random people from random groups too. Like Roppongi Vice is out there with FTR and also the Dogs, but none of the, like, weren't the Dogs and the Death Riders affiliated, and weren't they? I don't, I'm very confused.
I don't know, but
this, Kyle, the Callis family was, whatever.
Kyle O'Reilly brought his backpack. That's the important part. He wore his backpack to ringside.
I think Roderick Strong might have even had one at this point. So this was like the story of the match was Orange punched the pole early on, doing an orange punch, and then kept trying it a bunch. And eventually he hit it, but he could not get the win because his hand was broken. Then he just rolled up Dax and pinned him. And
yeah, it was.
Then it broke down.
Yeah, it was odd. Like, I just, as a concept, I couldn't get into it because if one guy won, we'd get this title match that'd be really good. And if the other guy won, well, we'll get this title match that'll be really good. I'm like, so I really don't care who wins. It's like, it just didn't seem to matter to me. It's like, well, there's two title matches. One's a tag, one's a trios, and we'll get whichever one, and I'm sure it'll be good. So have at her.
Yeah, and plus there's just so many, like, Finley was interfering, Stoke is interfering. I don't know why Finley's interfering anyways, but it was too much. And then it ended with Roppongi Vice just getting laid out by everyone while all the other heels just watched, which left me even more confused. Then Jericho did an interview with Renee backstage. It started backstage where he started off the promo by saying, the time for talk was over. It was now time to fight. Then he grabbed the microphone from Renee and he walked to the ring as he continued to talk. He called out Ricochet for a face-to-face right now, which usually constitutes more talking. Ricochet did indeed come out and talk. He asked for a stadium stampede match of all things, which is bizarre to me because he doesn't even have enough guys on his team to have a full team. But he challenged him to this match. Jericho said if he can't find four partners, he will fight the demand himself. Then he did just that. He punched Ricochet in the face, fought him off for a little bit before the numbers game caught up to him, but he was saved by the Hurt Syndicate. And did he catch the little Easter egg here at the end?
I did not.
After Hurt Syndicate made the save, Tony Schiavone, I had to rewind it. Tony Schiavone, in the vein of Hulk Hogan, referred to the member of the Hurt Syndicate as Benjamin Shelton.
Who was alrighty.
One of the youngsters that Hulk Hogan was going to put over from the amateur ranks back in the day. Mina Shirakawa gave Harley a pep talk this was wacky. She ripped open Harley's shirt to expose her bosom. Okada took on Brian Keith. This was a pleasant surprise. I didn't know this match was coming. And I love me some Brian Keith. And he got a ton in this match. He had counters for most of Okada's signature offense. Even landed a tiger driver out of a seated lariat attempt for a near fall. Hit a kick in the corner. Went for the diamond dust. But Okada hit a tombstone. The Rainmaker got the win. And then he told us that, well, he is the international champion, unlike Takeshita, but he wants more gold, and he is going after Darby Allin's AEW world title.
Yeah, this was good. Just the logic in me, like, again, I don't watch regularly, but I believe Brian Keith is a fair step down the totem pole from Okada.
Yes.
And I just, if you're going to have Okada win a match and say he's coming for the world title, I wouldn't have had Brian Keith countering the Rainmaker twice and being this competitive with him. I know that's what AEW does, but I would have preferred this be more dominant if we're going to end with Okada challenging for the world title.
Yeah, and if you want to kind of, you know, give Brian Keith a little bit of a boost, I mean, there are, just have this match another week. You know what I mean? Not put it in that position like you're saying, where Okada kind of got beat up. Like, it wasn't like he was dominated, but he was outsmarted at virtually every step until he got the win. But later on, did you watch Collision?
I don't get it up here.
No, okay, so I can talk about what happened there. Samoa Joe, he wants Will Ospreay to join him. He said he's extending his hand. If Will Ospreay doesn't accept, next time he will extend his fist. I thought this was great. But you could hear people calling their match in the background. I was like, what is going on here?
Seriously?
And you hear somebody going, big forearm. And I'm like, what? And the promo ended.
I didn't catch
I don't know if they were talking to each other. I don't know if they were talking to an agent. We then had Mina Shirakawa and Harley take on Statlander and Shida. Statlander and Shida won. This was set up so Harley Cameron could show off the fact that she is much improved. And she is much improved. There was a little miscommunication between Shida and Stat, but they got the win after Statlander booted Harley in the face and Shida gave her the Falcon's Arrow. And then Swerve is going after Bandido. They went back and forth in pre-tape promo segments. And then Darby Allin defended the AEW World Championship against TNT champion Kevin Knight. This started off with mat wrestling, which I loved. It built up with some crazy spots. Darby took a Hurricane Rana from the post to the floor. And then Kevin Knight did a spectacular flying clothesline, springboard from the ring onto the announce desk to take out Darby. Hurt his knee in the process. He ended up hitting the UFO splash, but it wasn't enough. Darby locked on a guillotine choke, necked him into the ropes, two coffin drops. He got the win, and the show ended. The Dynamite show ended with Sting coming to the ring to celebrate.
Yeah, just because the agent in me and the detail guy, the match actually sounded better when you recapped it, because you skipped the part of Kevin Knight hitting the most impressive move I think I may have ever seen in my entire life and didn't even get a near fall out of it. I was very disappointed.
Oh, the coast-to-coast drop kick?
No,
that
he
one?
Did
Which
the
one?
Springboard clothesline over the
desk,
rolled Darby in, jumped off the ropes, got caught and put in a sharpshooter. And then Darby was back in control 20 seconds after, the most impressive thing I've seen in years. I just, for me, there was, Rice Rensburg was yelling at them about the count beforehand. And it's like, if Kevin Knight had broke the count, and then did that incredible move over the desk, and then struggled to get him in and got a big near, the drama would have been incredible for a near fall. But unfortunately, we didn't get that. But we can get into more when we get back from the break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, back on the air with you, Filthy Tom Lawler, Lance Storm. We have a very short amount of time, but I'd like to talk about what happened on Collision real quick that Lance didn't see because it was important. MJF came out. Darby told him to put something up if he wants a title shot. MJF tried to put up his scarf, his ring, $1 million, but Darby wants his hair. So they are going to have a contract signing for a hair versus title match next Wednesday on Dynamite. Also, right after that, MJF left, the coin dropped, and Okada came to the ring, laid out a challenge to Darby Allin for next week's Dynamite for the title. Darby accepted. So Darby will defend the AEW championship against Okada next Wednesday on Dynamite. And then on Collision, Pac also challenged Darby Allin because he is 2-1 against Darby Allin. Challenge him for a title match, which will take place live this Saturday at AEW Fairway to Hell from West Palm Beach. Wow. There was some that happened too, but. Go ahead, Lance.
Let me plug Impact Wrestling, TNA Wrestling, Impact tonight on AMC. Our main event is Lei Ying Li challenging for the Knockouts World title. So that is your main event tonight, AMC, 9 p.m., TNA Wrestling.
All right, so I'd like to thank everybody who joined us today. I'd like to especially thank Lance Storm for joining me for the past hour. And let's all tip our caps and raise one to old Big Ted. in the sky. Ted Turner, RIP. We'll be back the rest of the week. Wrestling Observer Live.